Firuze Duma had almost come to India some 30 years ago.
My husband, when he was planning our honeymoon 30 years ago, wanted to come to India. And I said, no, I don't want to go to India. And so we ended up going to Paris.
Now she's finally made it.
I just want to take this opportunity to say that I was wrong. We should have come to India.
Except without her husband.
No, I came to India alone. Now, this is not my honeymoon, Sandeep, okay? I'm here for a literary fest.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Iranian-American writer Firuze Duma, who lives in Germany, has written books like Funny in Farsi and It Ain't So Awful Falafel. Her commentaries about her hyphenated life have aired on NPR.
Commentator Firuze Duma has her own story about food and the holidays. Here's her tale.
I'm 8 years old. It's the week before Christmas. I'm watching the Sonny and Cher Christmas special with my parents. There's no smell of nutmeg wafting through this house, and no gifts anywhere. Such is the life of a secular Muslim immigrant in this land, where Santa Claus visits a lot of people, but not us.
But that was a different America. While Firuze was in India, President Trump was signing executive orders, including one that bans travelers from 7 countries, one of which is Iran, the country where she was born.
You know, for the inauguration, I was actually in an airplane coming to India. I was in the sky. And I felt that was terribly symbolic because I was closer to God. I was above all of it. And it's been a really hard week for me. I am a Middle Eastern immigrant. I love America. I'm an American. And I am heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken.
Luckily, she could do a little healing in Kolkata. She rode on trundling trams. She was stunned by how loud the birds were as dusk fell. It took a while to realize what a country of over 1 billion people can feel like. On the day she landed, she looked out of her hotel window and thought there was a parade.
A couple hours later, I looked out the window and it was still going on. And I realized it actually wasn't a parade. It was just people walking. But there were so many people.
And so much traffic.
It's a multi-sensory experience. And it's like LA traffic, but there's also goats and pedestrians all over the place, and cars come very close to one another. But the one thing that I don't sense here in the traffic is that road rage that I sense in California.
At a time when America seems to be putting walls up around itself to keep the other out, Firuze has been discovering the other, even though she had her misgivings about coming to India.
I have a really hard time seeing poverty, and I'm not somebody who can just go into my hotel and forget about something that I've seen. So I almost didn't think that I would be strong enough to come to a country like India, but I was very wrong.
But what amazed her were the conversations she had, especially with teenagers.
And they, you know, they're so capable. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, the future of India will be fine if these kids get to run the country.
The Kolkata literary meet broadened her horizons.
I keep meeting all these writers, and they represent a part of the world that I actually know very little about. So it's been very humbling to be here.
And the wining and dining at the literary festival has not hurt.
No, because, I mean, this is only for a few days. And in fact, no, I think it's great fun. I mean, writing is such an isolated job, and, you know, it's me looking at my computer screen in my pajamas and with a cup of tea in my hand. So the fact that I get to go to some palatial home and have a very lavish dinner with a whole bunch of beautiful people. No, I'm not complaining.
But not everything was eat, pray, love. She's been a dog person ever since the family adopted a skinny puppy during a vacation in Greece. Kolkata streets were full of too many emaciated strays.
So many of them are injured and they limp. And I saw one with a terrible open wound. And I literally cried when I saw that dog.
So on her last day, Firuze resolved to give something back to Kolkata. She decided her emergency stash of canned tuna and salami, which she'd brought all the way from Germany, would go to the dogs, literally. She found a deserving dog for her Mother Teresa of the Canines Act.
I give him the tuna, and he doesn't touch it.
Then she found a brood of dogs with puppies and gave them the salami.
So they all came, and they smelled it, and they walked away. Well, the moral is Indian animals do not like German food.
But it ain't so awful. Next time, she could try a piece of falafel. That might work better to bridge the culture gap. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.